We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
YXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Yo, what is up? This is Devin Germain, and you're listening to The Audio Box on 91.7 FM, WYXR. And I am solo again this week. Trent has some birthday stuff to do. Speaking of birthdays, it was my birthday yesterday, but I don't want to talk about it. No, oh, man. Oh, shucks, guys. Don't make me blush in here. But yeah, hopefully you guys had a good week. We had an interesting week, U of M students overall. It was online learning, and so it was kind of pandemic vibes, honestly. So it was very interesting. But anyway, I got some great music for you guys. I am going to be going retro, because I think the last two times I went kind of modern, but I'll be going retro this time. It's going to be some good stuff. I'm going to start off with the Dave Clark 5. Then I'll go into some jazz. Then I'll go into some R&B and soul, probably. But interesting fact for the Dave Clark 5, I'll probably talk about a little later. They had the thing where they would, it was a 60s gimmick. It was basically a duophonic thing. So it would say electrically rechanneled for stereo. So if you guys don't know, there's a difference between mono and stereo. Stereo is when, I guess for music, they use two channels, so they have a speaker to the left and a speaker to the right, and they separate the instruments pretty much. So you may hear the guitar on one side, then you may hear the drums on the other side, etc., stuff like that. But for mono, all the channels or both channels were pretty much pushed together, essentially. So you can only have, for example, if you take one headphone off, you can only hear a certain amount of instruments on if you're listening to something in stereo. But if you're listening to something in mono, you can take one headphone off, then you can still hear all the instruments. So anyway, the Dave Clark 5 recorded in mono, but the record labels and I guess wherever you could buy records at, they would do this thing. I guess they had an agreement where it will say duophonic or rechannel for stereo. And truly, it was not stereo. They would just make these two channels for the duophonic. I'll just call it duophonic. For duophonic records, they would make these two channels that were in mono. Then they would delay one of the channels. Then they would put the bass and the high filter. Then I guess the tremolo sounds and the low pass filter. So it would just give off this fake stereo sound, but it wasn't in true stereo. But I think they just did it to make more money, essentially, because stereo cost more money back in the day in the 60s. But I think they stopped doing it in the late 60s. Probably people called on. But anywho, just some music nerd stuff for you guys. Anyway, I will be back to talk about the Dave Clark 5, because there's some interesting stuff about them. But yeah, stay tuned. You're listening to The Audio Box on 91.7 The Film, WYXR. See you guys in a bit.
Thank you.
Everything's good, folks.
Turning inside, hurting inside. You you say you still love me, I'll hold you dear, I'll hold you near, close to my heart, and it won't hurt me inside, hurt me inside. Our love will go on, our love will go on.
Host of Flight Risk, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM. As a nonprofit community radio station, we rely on the generosity of donors like you to keep your favorite programming on the airwaves. Become a contributing listener today at WYXR.org/donate.
Ryu is proud to support WYXR. Located at 5137 Summer Avenue, Ryu serves a variety of traditional sushi and pho. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday from 11 o'clock a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. and Sunday from 11 o'clock a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. serving the pho menu only. Carry out and delivery available. More information at 901ryu.com.
Hey, so you're listening to 91.7 FM, WYXR, and this is the Audio Box with Devin Jermaine going solo today. But yeah, I just went through a Dave Clark 5 run. So I started off with Any Way You Want It. That was a pretty big hit for them. It was off the album Coast to Coast. Then after that, I did Move On, which is from their American Tour album. It sounds like it's a live album. It's really not. Speaking of live albums, you don't really get a live album from Dave Clark 5. First off, they never played live when they were performing on different shows during the 60s, on TV. Then there's only, I think, one recording of them actually performing live, and the audio is pretty bad. I'm not going to lie to you guys. But you can still hear how they probably sounded live. And they didn't sound too bad. They didn't sound too bad at all. But I would say American Tour is probably their best album. It would either be Coast to Coast or American Tour. But I would go with American Tour because it's the more complete album. But I will not lie to you guys. Although I am obsessed with collecting Dave Clark 5 records, they are really not an albums group. They were more of a singles group, honestly. But yeah, the Dave Clark 5, as I've probably said before, that was probably some months ago, though, so no one probably remembers like that. But Dave Clark 5, they were part of the British Invasion. They came after the Beatles, and they were on the Ed Sullivan Show. That's probably the only semi-live performance that you could get from them, and they were, they used the studio a lot to their advantage. They had a lot of reverb and effects on their sound, so when they were performed live, and they did the semi-live thing of the Ed Sullivan Show. it was kind of plain. It didn't sound full. But yeah, another interesting fact is Dave Clark produced their records. But in order, because I don't know, the BBC, they had this weird thing that if one of the members of a group was producing the record, they wouldn't play them. I don't get that. So they used to have another producer. I think his name was, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, Roy Clark, maybe. But no, wait, hold on, I'm trying to think about it. Oh no, it was something like Roy something last name, but Dave Clark essentially took his first name and just said Roy Clark. He put his last name. So it would make it seem like Dave Clark wasn't producing the record. But interesting stuff. Dave Clark 5, really big from 64, 65, but couldn't keep up with the times necessarily. So, you know, they kind of went out. They can, because you know the psychedelic movement came after that. They didn't do the psychedelic movement, so yeah, that's that. Anyway, I got some jazz coming up for you guys, and I'll probably go through some of the jazz stuff. You know, all the music nerd stuff, because I am a music nerd. But oh wait, I just looked at the back of a record. So the producer name that Dave Clark used was Adrian Clark. So they had a producer before Dave. And his name was Adrian. That was his first name. Then, I don't know what his last name was. But anyway, Dave Clark was like, okay, cool. Y'all aren't going to play myself on the BBC? I'm just going to put the producer's first name. Then I'm going to take my last name and put it like that. So, yeah. That's all I had to look in the back of a record. Anyway, let's get on to the music, guys. Stay tuned. You're listening to 91.7 FM WYX. All right.
This is Kirk Whalum, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Yo, what is up? Yeah, you can get on if you want. Tom, you wanna? Oh, wait. Oh, you getting on? You getting on, Tom? Oh, he's sitting. He's sitting. He's sitting. Oh, I think he's in the process. In the process. Oh, he got up. What is up, Tom?
What is up?
By the way, you guys listen to 91.7 FM, WYXR. This is the Audio Box. Devin Jermaine solo here, but not anymore, because I got Tom.
What is up?
So, me and Tom do the Basement Hour on U of M's radio, The Roar. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to check us out. Wednesdays, yeah, 5 p.m.?
Yep, Wednesdays, 5 p.m. on The Roar.
Yeah, we're sticking with that time.
Oh, yeah. We're sticking with it this time.
Yeah. So, Just quick, I will go over what we just played. So we did Soldat Watanabe, Paso de Doria. Then we after that, we did Bobby Humphrey, Sunset Burgundy. Bobby was an amazing flute player. Goated, in my opinion. She mixed a lot of jazz fusion, soul, R&B, a lot of stuff together. And interesting fact, I believe she was the first woman signed to Blue Note. And that was in the 70s, so that's kind of a long way, you know. I feel like they should have had a woman on sooner, but anywho. Then after that, we played Mary Lou Williams, Titterose? I think that's how you pronounce it. Correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, Mary Lou was an amazing piano player. She worked with a lot of piano players. I think she kind of served as a mentor for a lot of them. Then after that, we did Oliver Lake, Movement Equals Creation. Then we did Anti-Violin. And that was some avant-garde stuff, which you guys hate me for. No, I'm joking. Hey, we need some little avant-garde in our lives, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, how's it going, Tom?
You know, it's going good. It's going good. I think that Oliver Lake woke me up, you know? No, but in a good way.
In a good way?
Yeah, it was stimulating, you know?
Yeah.
All that avant-garde stuff, it kind of reminded me of, like, Pharoah Sanders a little bit. Like,
the
astral, yeah. Like, spiritual stuff, you know?
I mean, the album cover is kind of giving that too. And it's called Heavy Spirits, the album.
So, yeah, you know, right on the money with that one. Yeah. On something like Alice Coltrane. I mean, Alice Coltrane also would have been a good inclusion for Blue Note,
yeah.
Too. Like, she was really ahead of the curve.
Yeah, for sure.
With her album Journey to, I don't know how to say that other word, but. Because
I think I know
S.
which one you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah. S. I'm not gonna try. I don't know. But point being, it's a great just jazz record. And I think, you know, Blue Note would have been like it would have had a great upgrade.
Yeah,
to their
yeah.
roster with Alice Coltrane's.
Yeah, it's looking to the 7. That's kind of crazy. I'm not gonna lie, but yeah,
that's late. That's so
late. But you want to give a shout out to yourself, Tom, because you know you. You're kind of doing something here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, first off, I guess shout out my boys, Massey Lane, you know, where I've been doing some work with them. Mm-hmm. And they're just, you know, their music's just really good. It's some good rock, but also it has a little bit of everything. So if you just like the general genre of rock, then you definitely need to check out Massey Lane.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot. I do my own music.
Under
the name Kojira. You know, electronic ambient stuff. Such, you know.
A little avant-garde too.
Yeah, no, that's a little avant-garde. Experimental. You know, it's just. Oh, thank you. You call my stuff experimental.
Aww.
You gonna make me cry. I'm good. But yeah, no, yeah, that's about.
And you're doing a little something here at WYXR too, right?
Yeah, I'm an intern here.
Oh, wait. Oh, don't. You have another intern in the room too?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, what's. You want to get on?
Well, we put you on the spot, so I guess.
Oh, no, you can do mic 3. Yeah. 3 mics.
I'm used to the roar with 2 mics.
Yo, what is up?
Yeah, it's not a rolly chair.
Yeah, you can pull it down a little. Yeah, damn. There we go.
How we doing?
Yo, what is up?
See, I got
some guests on the show.
Right?
Hey. That's 2 weeks in a row.
Let's go.
But yeah, I guess you guys want to talk about what you're doing at WYXR, your name, all that jazz. Jazz, huh?
Well, I guess I can go first.
Yeah.
I'm Kinesia here at WYXR interning for the production intern. Really just here to see what's new.
That's really what's up.
Much. Yeah. Mm. Excited.
Yeah, she's like me. See, I was a production intern too. So congrats. You're going to do some great stuff. Going to be working with the GOAT. Shelby, the GOAT.
Woo, woo, woo.
That's why she's the GOAT. The GOAT.
Now she live.
Every time. Oh, she's back. Yeah, what are you doing, Tom?
Well, I'm not not a production intern, but I guess I'm a design marketing intern here. I do some graphics here and there for the lovely people at WYXR. I'm also channeling the sponge. I'm absorbing what I can.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I guess I've been over a 7-minute break, so I'll go back to the music. Stay tuned, guys. You're listening to 91.7 FM, WYXR. And we'll be talking again soon. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Signature song, guys. Let's go. Sorry, the mic is high. I pulled it up. I was like, this is my song, Average White Band, man. Anyway, you're listening to 91.7 FM, WYXR. I threw myself off. Have mercy. But let me go through the songs I played quick. I played Bobby Blue Bland, Hollywood Woman. After that, I did Done the Summer, Breakdown. Breakdown is a really good song, and it is from The Wanderer, which is when she kind of started mixing new wave stuff into her music, because some of this stuff has a lot of drum machines and stuff in it. This one just had more of a bass synth in it. So anyway, listen to the album. That's one of her best albums. And after that, I did Bill Withers' Ruby Lee, which was the last album that he did on Sussex Records. And I know for his first album, it was produced, I can't remember who the producer was, so I'm not going to even try. But anyway, it's from his album Adjusted Adjustments, and Sussex Records was diminished after that. And he went to Columbia Records, but then through Columbia Records, everything just kind of went downhill because they were like, yeah, we don't like how your music sounds, so you're going to have to do kind of like some disco funk commercial stuff. So he kind of got tired of it after a while. Then he quit music after 1985. So rest in peace, Bill Withers, one of the greats. Adjustments is a really good album. It's kind of simplistic in arrangements. It has like a bass, guitar, drums, then a lot of string section stuff. Anyway, after that, I did The Average White Man Going Home. That's my signature song, guys. So next time you hear it, just know. But anyway, thank you guys for listening. Switching the Glide is coming up. I did so bad. But anyway, I know Laura, she's got some good stuff for you guys. So anyway, I'm going to end it with Benny Sings, and it'll fade into Switching the Glide. Stay tuned, guys. You're going to want to stay. Got a special guest, too. So, yeah. So stay tuned, guys. This has been, I almost forgot the name of the audio box on 91.7 FM, WYXR. See you guys next week.
Support for WYXR comes from Mempha Presents, featuring the Outlaw Tour 10th Anniversary Show at Radiance Amphitheater on Friday, June 27th. Featuring Willie Nelson and family, Bob Dylan, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, and Trampled by Turtles. Tickets and more information at memphopresents.com.
Support for WYXR comes from Playhouse on the Square, featuring Punk Rock Girl March 21st through April 13th at the Circuit Playhouse.